HaTorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman from Columbus, Ohio, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Eino Machzik Tova L'Atzmo, which most Mefarshim understand as not taking credit for yourself for your Torah learning. Have you ever experienced this? You're walking around one day and everything's kind of dim and looks a little grainy, and then suddenly you realize your glasses are dirty. This kinyan is asking us to put on a new pair of glasses, really to undergo a mindset shift. Your attitude toward everything, the world, yourself, your accomplishments, depends on your outlook. So what is that shift that we're looking for? This kinyan has very similar language to the Mishnah in Avos, Beis Ches. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai would say, "In lamadta Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, don't take personal credit, ki lekach natzarta, because that's what you were created for." Essentially, there are two ways we can look at the world. Option one is to look at the world through an entitlement lens. The world is my oyster, I'm living life to enjoy it. And when I live this way, I tend to think everything is coming to me. If I've accomplished, I say, wow, look how much I've learned, how much I've done, I'm so awesome, I deserve praise, acclaim, appreciation. Revolba describes this attitude in Ali Shor as hakol magili, everything is coming to me. It's very self-focused, and Hashem, so to speak, owes me one. The Mishnah is saying you can't take credit for your accomplishments, for your Torah learning, because lekach matzarta, that's what you were created for. The world wasn't created for you to kick up your feet and chill. You have a job to do. Rabbi Yona explains that it's like someone who borrows money. Imagine if when your friend comes to pay you back for the money she borrowed, she expects you to praise her. Wow, that's so amazing that you paid me back. Amazing? That's her responsibility. The Mishnah is asking us to make a shift from an entitlement mindset to a mission mindset. As Revolba explains, this is the lens of Shum davar lo magia li. Nothing is coming to me. We live in a world that has a higher purpose, and we have a mission within that larger purpose. I'm here in this world to do something lofty and amazing and meaningful, to learn Torah and do mitzvos. That's my job. It's my responsibility. Of course, just like in any profession or any field, I was given tools for the job. They might be sharp intelligence or analytical ability. They might be financial means or good mental health that enables me to focus. But all of these are not givens, they're gifts. And I need to use those gifts, those tools, to do my job. I like to literally imagine a toolbox that we hold and we look inside and we see what Hashem gifted us with in order to do our job. This kinyan is telling me I didn't give myself my tools, so I can't take credit for the outcomes. What I can take credit for, as Rav Hirsch explains, is my attitude and my effort. We're studying these kinyanim between Pesach and Shavuos as a parallel to the journey that the Jewish people took from Mitzrayim, from Egypt to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai. It was a journey of freedom from slavery toward purpose. Let my nation go so that they will serve me. Now, the kinyanim are not intellectual tools. What they are vehicles of personal transformation, which refine us so that we can be receptive vessels for the word of Hashem. In this kinyan, Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo, I'm shifting my mindset and recognizing that I don't deserve credit and acclaim for the Torah that I learned. And that's true of any Torah we learn, any insight we have, Torah we teach, including this audio clip. I put in my heart, my time, my effort, but any success I have is not to my credit, it's b'siyata d'shmaya. When I shift from self-importance to a sense of mission and responsibility, one, I realize my tools are from Hashem, two, I'm grateful for them, and three, I feel a powerful sense of responsibility and mission to learn Torah, to spread Torah to the best of my ability. My question for you is, what tools do you have? Thank Hashem for them and decide today how you can use them for your mission. Thank you for learning together.